Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
So if I'm not mistaken, this song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee, it sounds like it's an older lady, right?
Say an older lady, but
okay.
He's got something cooking over there, Chris. I can just tell.
Of course he does. He's trying to set me up for something here.
This song was recorded in 1958.
Yeah, it's very old.
Can you guess the age of the singer, Brenda Lee, when she sang this song? And Colin, I'll ask you next.
I'm going to say 25.
Okay. Colin, what say you?
She just has one of those voices.
I'm going to say 18.
13 years old.
Okay, I wouldn't have ever guessed that.
Brenda Lee is 13 years old when she's singing this song right now.
But that's not unbelievable because it's the music industry. A lot of singers, they're getting their breaks at, 15, 14 years old.
That's fair.
She doesn't sound like a 13-year-old.
I always imagined this.
That's a child.
Some lady in her 40s who maybe smokes a Marlboro or three a day,
Or like, three.
Yeah, there's like a little smoker raspiness here.
Or four or five. Or
or a pack.
Just the whole thing.
Yeah. So that's Brenda Lee rocking around the Christmas tree. And fun fact.
But that's why she had that song.
That's how she became a big deal.
Yeah.
1958 at 13 years old.
13.
She sang that song. Anyway, by the way, the guy who wrote this song, Johnny Marks, also wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
There you go. One of my favorites.
I could do music radio for sure.
Rudolph!
Music radio. I'm jealous of those guys. You talk for like 5 seconds. Get paid the same amount of money as us. It's fine. No big deal. No big deal.
I have never done
that before, no.
I did college radio, did some music stuff.
Did?
And I did not like it at all.
Did you have a DJ name?
No, it was just Party.
I mean, you had the
DJ Party.
Yeah, exactly. DJ Party. That's pretty good.
But I did not.
The party with Party.
I'm not good. I wasn't good in those short spurts, and it was when I was first starting anyway. So I mean, but no, I'd much rather be here with you talking incessantly about the losing Rockets and.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Thank you. You made my Christmas Eve.
Hey man, that's why I'm here, man.
It's great to be.
That's what I'm here to do.
Great to be here with you guys and everyone else listening. We appreciate you so much. Merry Christmas to one and all. Question of the daytime. What is your hottest Christmas take?
Ooh.
So I'm having issues logging into our text line. We're working on that. I've been working on that for 40 minutes or so in commercial breaks. Hopefully we'll have that figured out by the end of the show. So we're going to make you go digital here, okay? So first off, Sports Radio 610 has a Twitch. It's at 610 Houston. Sports Radio 610 also has a YouTube channel, and it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but if you look at Sports Radio 610, you'll see it. It's Sports Radio 610 Houston. So the question of the day, just give us your hottest Christmas take. It could be about a movie. It could be about what people should and shouldn't do around Christmas time, about what the best dish is, the worst dish is. All of that is on the table for you. You got a hot take, Chris?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, like I was telling Colin during the break here a minute ago, I'm not... He mentioned something about turkey. Not that turkey... You said turkey should not be... On Christmas, right? Should not be a Christmas
food. I think it's personally should be reserved just for Thanksgiving.
Well, my take is I don't really care about turkey. I don't even like it on Thanksgiving. I think we might have talked about this when we were on. Yeah, I don't even like it on Thanksgiving. And I'll come up with something else later because it's kind of a repeat. But yeah, I'm not a big turkey person anymore. I haven't been for years. A lot of times it's dry.
Oh, it's tough to make.
Turkey is tough. It's dry. And even people that make it well, it's still not the most moist meat. Okay, come on. Easy now.
Most moist meat. There
are probably children listening, okay?
Yeah, I mean, listen, sometimes food makes me get really, really excited.
Apparently.
Like that.
It's all right.
Food makes you drool, too.
It does. It does. But yeah, I'm not a turkey guy anymore. Haven't been for a long time.
It's something I've been too much of a coward to ever try cooking.
And I would never cook one myself.
It's just
ever.
It's so much work. It involves so much attention. Over
you got to get up at like 3 a.m.
Yeah, I 100% would forget it's in the oven and it would get.
If you want it to be ready for dinner by like 2 or 3, you got to be up by 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. at the latest. I would say.
Let's throw out Christmas ham as well as Rob Torres does on the YouTube. I'm not a big fan of ham. I think that we should normalize on Thanksgiving at least some version of beef available, and on Christmas, beef. And this is not Paul
Gallant,
who's a rodeo committee member speaking for
beef
here.
Sure.
Because I'm on the poultry auction committee. I mean, I should be promoting it, more turkey and stuff. But no, listen, I would like a little bit more beef in our holidays, you know? Hottest Christmas take on YouTube at Sports Radio 610 Houston, on Twitch at 610 Houston. Rob Torres says, inflatable yard decorations are garbage.
Woo! That is
a hot one.
That is a hot one right there. Who said that?
Rob Torres.
Shout out to Rob, man.
He sounds like he's on an HOA with that take.
Yeah, because they probably won't let him do it.
But there are a lot of people that are not into the inflatable Christmas decorations. I, last weekend, was talking with a friend of mine, and she was going on a rant, and apparently whenever she drives by inflatable decorations when she's with her 3-year-old and 1-year-old, she will point it out and make a big point about how ugly they are to these toddlers.
So she's ruining these children.
They're not
going to like anything like this as they get older.
She's laying down the law.
Laying down the law.
This is the law of their household.
Of the household.
Yeah, exactly.
No inflatables.
No inflatables. hottest take. Christmas movie take. There's been a million renditions of A Christmas Carol. A million renditions. I mean, you've got a Bill Murray modern edition called Scrooged. You've got a cartoon. You've got a bunch of cartoons. But the best Christmas Carol movie is Muppet Christmas Carol. That is a fact, and I will not take any argument to the contrary. Michael Caine at his absolute best, treating the Muppets like the Muppets are real human beings and real actors and actresses.
Well, aren't they?
They are treated like that.
Thought they were real. My bad.
Damn. You just
ruined Christmas for me.
Just ruined the holidays.
Oh, come on, Paul.
I'm sorry,
damn.
Chris. I'm sorry about that, man.
How dare you, man?
How dare you?
Mr. Ridiculous says on the Twitch, 610 Houston, F traditional foods. I've made fajitas.
I love that.
Salsa. Queso and guac for Christmas dinners. Traditional foods don't compare to Mexican food on Christmas. Now, that is a take. I like that.
Colin just talked about that.
I literally was just talking about it.
Just talked about that. Yeah. I agreed. I'm with that. I'm with it.
Rob says, keep besmirching ham and we'll have Thanksgiving beef, bro. LOL.
Hey, I love it. I love it. Thanksgiving beef.
Samuel says, Xmas brisket.
Ooh, brisket. I like brisket.
I mean, it's something we should have said right off the top, and perhaps we are showing our we aren't from here, but we came here as soon as we could.
Our ignorance.
Background. Yes, yes. We are Texans by we came to Texas. We are
Colin is a Texan.
We're Texan immigrants.
Colin, aren't you born and raised here?
I was born in Waco.
But still, you're from Texas.
And I moved to Houston when I was 5, yeah.
It's still Texas.
I'm Texan, man.
That's good that you got out of Waco. No offense to Waco, is pretty.
I was born in Waco, but lived 25 miles north in a little town called Abbott, Texas, the home of Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
I've driven through there before. Never.
Check out Slovac. If you ever go up I-35, check out Slovacek's.
Oh, obviously. Right. Yeah. You got to do that. It's better than Bucky's. Slovacek's. That's a hot take. That's not a Christmas take. That's just a hot take. Your hottest Christmas take.
You just upset a lot of people by saying that.
Well,
people love Bucky's, man.
They haven't been to Slovacek's then. They got real authentic Czech kolaches. You know, none of that nonsense. That's like a hot dog in a bun. Pass off. That's
nonsense in a bun.
It's a giant pig in a blanket. Like let's
it is. Let's yeah, let's be it. Honest. Ooh, yeah.
It's kolache. No, it's a hot dog.
I just like how we had this whole thing about Hayden, like.
Hate.
Yeah, hate. And then Paul's like, you know what? I'll carry the sentiment.
Well, listen, it might be Christmas time, and tomorrow I go out of my way to make it the day I'm the most positive all year long.
Is that what you do, really?
I try.
You try.
I try.
You don't always succeed, but
no,
you try.
No, because eventually I'll snarkily say something to dump on something.
Just can't resist.
You just can't help it.
I'm a media type. That's what we do.
I get it.
You know, we're always snarky and always dumping on things.
It's part of our charm.
Yeah, it is.
That's what it is.
For sure. We're very charming. Both
very.
Of
us. Oh, yeah. All three of us.
All three of us. All of us in this little studio that we like to call Sports Radio 610. We appreciate you listening. Merry Christmas to one and to all. He is Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. We're sitting in for John and Reggie in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You've also got to call Neil in for Figgy Fig. Up next, we go around the National Football League. How much does Texans Chargers, their game last year in the playoffs, matter for 2025's rendition of the game? We'll discuss, and Justin Herbert talked about it. Stay put.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.